insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to these verses, verse 200, 201, and 202.
A'udhu billahi minash rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين.
Thus have we inserted disbelief into the hearts of the criminals.
لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
They will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment.
فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
And it will come to them suddenly, while they perceive it not.
كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus, we caused it passing into the hearts of the sinners. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. They will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment. فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And it shall come upon them all of a sudden while they are not aware. In these couple of verses, dear listeners, we understand that the Almighty Allah always completes the argument for the mankind. And it is even true with the pagans. So Allah exposes it to them and causes it to pass into their hearts. But if there is not any receptivity, even the Quran is not effective. So, in this verse, therefore, he says, كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus, we caused it passing into the hearts of the sinners. Allah sent the Quran down with clear statements in the language of their own people, and unto a man from among them who was well acquainted with their customs, and its content had been confirmed by the former divine books. Now, what else did they need? That's why, as you might remember, in the previous verses we read, أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةٌ. Is it not a sign to them? أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Even this fact alone, the fact that the children, learned children of Israel, knew about it, must suffice them to believe in the contents and the call of the Holy Quran. But they do not believe. But yet, Almighty Allah always completes the arguments, even with the pagans. كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus, we caused it passing into the hearts of the sinners.
تألقا وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, in short, كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ means Allah sent the Quran with all the conditions which made the acceptance of it easy for the Jews in the hearts of those sinful people. But those diseased hearts denied accepting it. They negated it. It is like the sound nutritious food that a sick stomach does not receive. It is because of that stomach, because of the receptivity, and that's why it rejects it. So the verse says, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. But they will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment. The Arabic phrase salaknahu in the beginning of the first verse is derived from the word suluk, which means passing a way, coming from one side and going out from another side. Yet they do not believe in it until the divine punishment suddenly overtakes them while they do not perceive. Yet it was passed into their hearts, but they did not want to listen, but they did not want to believe. So the verse says, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. They will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment. فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. The Holy Quran continues, and it shall come upon them all of a sudden. No doubt, the purpose of this divine punishment, which suddenly seizes them, is the worldly chastisement and the destructive affliction, which is called istisal, the divine punishment for the unchangeable sinners. فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. It comes upon them all of a sudden. And the ugly and beautiful rites and traditions, and in other words, racial bigotries work as a curtain of ignorance which covers the man's thoughts, apprehension, and wisdom, and bars that correct judgment works. So this is how they did not believe. لا يؤمنون به. It was because of this ignorance. It was because of this racial bigotry. This state of bigotry has a harsher form among some tribes. For example, a group of Arabs were known as zealous people, and they are referred to in these verses even. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. dream. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.